Well, scientists have known about the impact of carbon dioxide emissions on the climate for about 150 years. And within the scientific community, the discussion has shifted from whether humans are causing climate change to what the impacts will be and how we can slow the process down. But among the Australian public, one in six don't believe in man-made climate change, and the reasons are nothing to do with science at all. Stephanie Amir reports.
There is no historical link between the harmless gas carbon dioxide and temperature.
There is nothing particularly special about the climate we live in at the moment.
No one has proven to me that it's man-made at all.
Australia might be the sunburnt country, but Australians aren't really sure if it's getting any sunnier. A study by the University of Tasmania has found that the number of people who do not believe in climate change is higher here in Australia than in other Western countries such as America, New Zealand and Norway. Professor Stephen Lewandowski from the University of Bristol explains that for this group of people, it's not really about science.
All of us have some very deeply held beliefs about how society should be organised, how goods should be distributed throughout a society. And when it comes to climate change, one of the implications of climate change is that we will have to interfere through a taxation mechanism or a price on carbon with the free market. Now, it turns out that a lot of people have a very strong emotional attachment to unregulated free markets, and that for them it's not just merely politics, but it goes far deeper than that. It's a very emotional attachment to the concept of free enterprise and free markets. And whenever that is threatened by a scientific finding, then one of the responses is to deny those findings and to just sort of question them and doubt that they exist, because the implications of dealing with climate change are just considered to be too threatening.
Professor Stephen Lewandowski from the University of Bristol. Other Australian research shows that opinions about climate change can even become part of a person's identity. Professor Craig McGarty from the University of Western Sydney explains.
The skew is actually pretty much a standard intergroup conflict or a socio-political conflict where people are forming groups based around an opinion and are working collectively on the basis of coming to see their opinions about climate change as defining them.
Professor Craig McGarty from the University of Western Sydney. In other cases, people have deliberately been given misleading information, but can sometimes change their minds once they've been told the full story. National campaigner Daniel Spencer from the Australian Youth Climate Coalition has spoken to thousands of people about climate change.
There's been some quite long-running and well-funded campaigns, not just in Australia, but in places like the United States, to attack the science of climate change. And, you know, this has been linked to fossil fuel company funding. So, you know, no wonder some people in the community get confused.
So when you have a situation where maybe someone's had some misinformation or, you know, believe something that's not supported by the science, what are the kinds of things that are most likely to get them to come round or to see things from a different perspective?
I think, relating to people and having a one-on-one conversation, you know, it's not about, oh, you don't agree with me, so I'm going to shout at you. It's, have a conversation about the facts and provide some of that, but also, you know, hear where that person's coming from. Like, they might have a genuine concern about what acting on climate change means that's led to them questioning the science. If you're able to get to that core concern of theirs and talk through that, I think you're more able to speak to their heart and get them to change their mind.
That's Daniel Spencer from the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. He emphasises that most Australians do understand the reality of climate change, but Professor Stephen Lewandowski from the University of Bristol says there will always be some deniers.
Will we always have some deniers? Of course. I mean, you know, there are people out there now who are denying the link between tobacco smoking and lung cancer. And funnily enough, it often is precisely the same people in the same so-called think tanks who are now denying the link between CO2 emissions and fossil fuels. And that is because both tobacco and climate change involve regulation of industry. Anything that involves regulations or taxation or interference with the free markets will always call the same actors onto the stage trying to oppose the underlying science because it's inconvenient.
Professor Stephen Lewandowski, psychologist at the University of Bristol, ending that report by Stephanie Amir.